This is Evan Tucker here with Vidya Subramanian from CodeFresh, and we're here at OSCon 2019 in Portland. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Great, thanks for jumping on with us. Would you like to introduce CodeFresh to us?
Sure. CodeFresh is a container-native, Kubernetes-native CI/CD platform built specifically to ease microservices adoption, as well as a world that's serverless, blending with microservices.
Got it. And so what are some of the use cases that your clients leverage your product for?
The most common ones are organizations that have multiple flavors of applications ranging from serverless to microservices to monolith, but they want to ease the continuous integration, continuous deployment overhead within the organization. So leveraging CodeFresh allows them to seamlessly have CI/CD work for the organization regardless of the type of application.
Gotcha. And so what are, can you tell me a little bit about some of the challenges that your customers face that you know, can come in and help with?
Yeah, absolutely. The most challenges that companies end up facing around CI/CD platformization comes from products that were meant to solve continuous integration problems about 15 years ago, which made sense. But now in a container-native, heavily container orchestration-oriented world, it isn't as applicable. So what happens is, you have a product that you are trying to force fit into modern use cases, or there might be products that do continuous deployment really well, but they do not do the rest of it. There isn't a platform that unifies all of it together. That's one common thing. The other thing we also find is that companies are invested very heavily and the ROI on a CI/CD platformization internally is never justifiable. So there is a build versus buy discussion that you get into, and might be a better investment to buy instead of, you're never going to be able to put in the resources required to make your CI/CD platform as robust as it needs to be.
That's cool. And so are you guys a hosted solution in the cloud, cloud native or on-prem?
Yeah, we are all of that. We very much have a SaaS offering, which is the most popular one. Many of our customers like us for that. Again, you know, it's going back to the challenges. They don't have to maintain any of the servers that would be required to run your continuous integration platform or anything like that if you go with a SaaS solution. But that said, there are many enterprises that prefer to keep everything behind the firewall, and we very much support that as well. And we have a hybrid offering also. So depending on what the organization's needs are, we can come in and do a CodeFresh offering to meet.
Yeah, that's great. That makes that makes production integration a lot smoother, I take it.
Absolutely. There are, especially with Kubernetes, if you see, there are many who are choosing to have on-prem Kubernetes deployment because Kubernetes allows for even monolithic code bases to probably have the on-prem being leveraged through the on-prem setup of Kubernetes, and leveraging CodeFresh for that scenario is very much possible, as much as if they have, let's say, some applications that might still be on a public cloud, they can still have their CI/CD platform be agnostic to any of these scenarios.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us here today, Vidya, and it's great to see that CodeFresh is taking a fresh take on CI/CD.
Very happy to be here. I want to also leave you with the note that you can sign up for a free CodeFresh account. We offer unlimited builds. You just go to codefresh.io.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.